instead the creativity and ideas of others. You have endured soulless, manufactured music, the result of a nation sponsored by fast food. But the time has come to stand up and take back your ability to choose what you want and experience the music they don't want you to hear. If you are hearing this transmission, welcome to the revolution. Welcome to Not For Air Underground Radio.
Really think I give a flying fuck about anything that happens. Justin Jordan.
I'm a human being, God damn it!
Not for air. Underground Radio.
Son of a bitch!
Yeah, so I think the reoccurring theme here is I'm a drunk. Not really, but you know, I have Fridays off, so this is like my Friday night, I guess, Thursday night. And besides, you know, I'm doing my radio show, so of course I'm going to drink. Anyway, welcome to Not For Air Underground here on podunkradio.com. 5 years strong and running. Well, not for air anyway, but I think we're going to be around for a while. So last week I was like, hey, I think we need a co-host. I still really think that very much. I'm not kidding. But I got some things to talk about today. And not shitty Metallica bitching about, which turns out wasn't even Metallica. It was like their lawyers or something. So I don't even fucking care anymore. They sue a fucking tribute band. They don't. Whatever. I don't care. Ain't my fucking problem. Let's have a cease and desist letter. Oh, that's new. Never had one of those before. Psych. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, welcome back. So, hey, it's Thursday. It's January. It's almost February, which is awesome. Agent Orange is coming up very soon, so I think I'll play some Agent Orange later. February 11th, Thursday, February 11th, I was going to say Cruisers, because it used to be Cruisers here in Stuart Jensen Beach, but now it's the Bird's Eye. So, Agent Orange, along with Spicoli, local town hero Spicoli, and Take Warning, and it's going to be awesome. I'll be there hanging out. Probably won't be doing radio stuff, I'll just be hanging out, drinking, and fucking watching Agent Orange tear some shit up with my buddies, so that's cool. As should you. You really should get out and support local shows like that. You know, they're opening for Agent Orange. That's really fucking good. So definitely check that out. I think in March we got Unwritten Law, which isn't really punk, I guess. And Phoenix TX, which I like a lot. In fact, I might actually play some Phoenix TX later. They're playing at the Inlet with, I think, OSF and Church Girls. Surprise, which is good because those two really, you know, go well together, so that makes a lot of sense, actually. And that's going to be coming up, too, so I'll be going to that. Plus, Treasure Coast Freak Show, Horror Con, I will be there as well for Underground Horror Radio, which starts up this Saturday again. I know if you've been listening on a regular basis for the last month, it's been the same episode, and I apologize. I just got too lazy. I didn't want to change it. But we got new stuff coming, including a review of the When We Go See the Boy. A new horror movie starring, what's her name? I know her name. Anyway, the chick that plays Maggie. I know her name, I forgot for a second, but whatever. I've been drinking. The chick that plays Maggie in The Walking Dead, who is also in Supernatural and a bunch of other shit. She's hot. So, she's in that movie, and it's about this, like, I think it's like a ghost inside this wooden doll, and it's very Chucky-esque. So, anyway, we're gonna go see that. See how that goes. I swear to fucking God, it's got to be better than Annabelle. Annabelle fucking blew. Conjuring, good. Annabelle sucked. Annabelle was hyped. Again, another fucking hype film like fucking It Follows. So anyway, if you're in the horror punk and you're in the horror movies, that's the show for you. Or me and Nicole will fucking complain about shit that sucks and play some fucking great horror punk from all over the fucking world. So anyway, that's what that's going to be. So check out Underground Horror Radio on Saturday for that. 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on Podunk Radio. And that's pretty much it. That's all I got for that stuff. And don't forget, I'm also doing this new show that's not on Podunk. It's on SoundCloud. Or, I'm sorry, Mixcloud. And basically, it's my answer to the South Florida alternative scene that sucks. And I don't hate this radio station. It's called The Shark. It's actually not bad. Even though it's all the way in Miami and I have to listen to it on the radio to get it. Or listen to it online and get it here because the signal cuts out. It's not bad. Do they play a lot of the 90s stuff that I grew up on that I love? No. They play all the new stuff. Like, not even the Killers, but like, I don't even know fucking half the new stuff. I guess Mumford & Sons, that song I just played, Nathaniel Ratcliffe and the Night Sweats. They're all right. Kind of folky, too. They got a good sound, but I don't listen to it all the time. But nothing like punk. Nothing edgy. Nothing hard, per se. Once in a while, they throw on fucking Bob Marley, whatever. If you got Sirius XM, I guess the closest way to describe it would be Alt Nation. I guess that's a new alternative. Meanwhile, I'm over on Lithium, and Faction because of the punk stuff they play. I'm over here in like Lithium with the 90s stuff. And I'll throw in some new. I like the Killers. That was like one of the newer bands that came out about, well, fucking 10 years ago. So I wouldn't call it new. But I like a lot of stuff from like 10 years ago and, of course, beyond when I was a kid. Alice in Chains, Harvey Danger, some Sublime, stuff like that. So I got a show now in Mixcloud where I get to play that stuff. Royalties get paid. Good stuff by Mixcloud. Thank you. And I get to do what I want and actually have that South Florida show that we deserve. Just on that stuff. This stuff is still staying on Podunk, all the punk rock, of course, all the great shows, and of course, Not For Air, rocking out the best underground punk from all over, including local boys and girls, and from wherever fucking else I can get it, so it's all good. So anyway, besides that good stuff, what else we got going on? Well, there was some a metal show over the weekend, so we'll have that up soon on the interview side for Cutthroat Metalcast. So I'll get that going soon when I get time. I went to a wrestling event, Real Pro Wrestling, over here in St. Lucie. It was fucking awesome. Hard shit. This one guy, Zach Monstar, like fucking went through a fucking ladder, went through the ladder, and I got a signed fucking chair in my trunk. That's fucking cool. I know, it's wrestling. It's not real. It's fun. It's wrestling. Fuck you. So anyway, I helped out with that. I did some interviews, and I'm working on another show. I got so many goddamn shows. I'm working on another show that's me and this guy Raven Homicide. We're going to do another horror show, kind of like Underground Horror Radio, only not really. We're going to not have any music per se, just us talking about horror stuff, cons, conventions, stuff like that. And, you know, it's just a straight up podcast, no music and stuff. So that's cool. I'm actually down with that. So I'll be producing that one as well. And that's pretty much it. So over the weekend, there was, well, you know what, fuck it. Let's play some music. I'll come back and talk about fucking this festival we got. I don't know if you elsewhere in the world heard about this big festival that we got down here now. No, it's not Sunfest. It's called the Okeechobee fucking Fest. And there was some shit over it over the weekend that I thought was like, what the fuck? So I want to talk about that. And I will. So after I play some fucking tunes, so... First things first, what do we want to hear? Yeah, let's play some fucking Bony Fiend. That sounds like good stuff. Anyway, here you go. Here's some Bony Fiend with Drock U.
Judgment, oh bony fiend. day. The sound of your voice is like a knife in the brain. Insanity is what you produce. You keep it up like my head in the news. Hatred is what I see with these eyes. You're just the type of person fucking despise. You're hostile, it's what we've become. You'll find I'm not the only one to share in this negative passion. Sometimes an overreaction. Dramatic distraction, contraction. Sometimes an overreaction. To share in this negative passion. Sometimes an overreaction. Dramatic distraction, contraction. Sometimes an overreaction. Simple, all the minds in flame. Like a broken record, you got nothing to say. Mirror, flesh and brain to see. You look close enough, you see the reflection is me. Hatred is what I see with these eyes. You're the kind of person I fucking despise. Hostile is what we become. You'll find I'm not the only one to share in this negative passion. Sometimes an overreaction. Dramatic attraction, distraction. Sometimes an overreaction. Share in this negative passion. Sometimes an overreaction. Distraction, distraction. Sometimes an overreaction. Tell you.
Justin Jordan.
I will gouge out your eyeballs and skull fuck you!
Exclusively on Not For Air Radio. PodunkRadio.com.
I wouldn't say exclusively. I'm on like every fucking thing. I'm not on any other channels now except for Death Rock Radio out of Tampa. By the way, check that out for real. If you're into like goth and industrial and some of the 80s stuff and 90s stuff and the dark stuff, you'll definitely dig it. It's pretty fucking sweet. I play like horror punk mostly and a couple of old tunes on there. So, you know, like every other Friday or something. So go ahead and check it out. It's really sweet. Death Rock Radio, Tampa Bay, Florida. Yeah, so, oh, good lord. Well, I think I'm on Metal Zone, too. I don't remember. I think I am. I know I'm trying to get Cutthroat on there as well. Again, I don't know. But, that's fine. So, anyway, that's the plan with that. So, anyway, let's see. Now, we got some other crap going on out there.
Thank you, Hono.
And, Lord, what else am I doing? Oh, yeah, so this Okeechobee Fest, it's this big fucking thing, right? Now, let's be clear. Some of my friends, some of the bands I know that I'm friends with are going to be part of it. I know two for sure. Gravel Kings. And again, if you're a local band and you want to be on this thing, you have to get the vote system. I fucking hate that. I hate pay-to-plays, and I hate fucking voting. Oh, get this band. Voting, when it comes to a live show and that sort of thing, is one thing. Voting online, I hate it. I know it's the name of the game for a lot of it. I understand that. I still fucking hate it. I think it's stupid. And let's be clear, I've been voted Radio Show of the Year on Rock Out Radio in, like, 2013. Ooh. And I'm happy that happened, but it didn't really do anything for me. Let's be clear. You know, whatever. It's still cool, though. But anyway, to play this event, I think if a local band applies, they should listen to it and go, yeah. So anyway, these fucking promoters and their bullshit want local bands to play that have to, you know, get votes and some other shit. Fine. If you want to vote for them, vote for them. There's nothing wrong with that. That's absolutely fine. What I don't get is one of our local music supporters in the area. Well, I'm not going to name drop or anything. But this guy, who is a big supporter of music, and no, it's not Mad Dog. Mad Dog's in Nashville. I miss Mad Dog. I wish he was here. But he's living his life in Asheville, and I think it's better for him. He's happier. And him and Bailey and everybody, so good for them. And Define Normal. Shout out. So anyway, this local rocker guy, okay, he's cool. I have no issue with him, per se. Like, has this hatred for this festival. Like, personally. Like, he compares it to hating the Poorhouse. We all hated the Poorhouse a while ago, because they actually, the owner, called us all fucking drug addicts when we're not, and called me pieces of shit. And of course we're all going to get offended and called Mad Dog a fucking heroin addict when he doesn't do heroin. He's insulin dependent. Fucking idiots. That's one reason to get mad at it personally, because of said shit like that, you know, after I spent months trying to promote the place. This festival is just a big fucking festival. Okay, it is what it is. It's like fucking 3 days, all weekend. Campground out in the middle of fucking Okeechobee, Florida, out in the swamp, whatever, in the fucking, you know, whatever. That's fine. I don't care either way. I'm not going. I'd rather go to a horror convention locally than go to that. None of that. And we're going to go through the list. And I'm going to go ahead and listen to some of this stuff, much like I do for Warped Tour every year, so we have a feeling of why I don't want to go. But this guy took it so fucking personal for whatever reason, because I guess they don't support local bands, when most fucking festivals honestly don't. That's, and I'm not talking about local festivals like Brian Jackson, which was a huge event, don't get me wrong, but it was all local bands anyway, and maybe one touring band. No, I'm talking about like Sunfest, even Sunfest, which crowds up downtown, that makes me not want to go near it, because I fucking hate people. It does have some local bands play, so that's cool. But not every fest usually does, and that's the way it is, and whatever, fine. But this guy got so upset over it. So much that one of the bands that was trying to get people to vote is a friend of his. And they're doing their normal thing, like, vote for us, and okay, cool. Either you don't or you do. It's not a problem. He's like, don't tag me in this. And then he unfriended it, and this whole fucking thing happened. He lost his fucking mind. Went on Facebook, went on tirade about social media, and just fucking lost it. And so I don't follow him anymore because it was annoying. But I don't fucking get it. Like, it's just a stupid fest. Who gives a shit? You know what I mean? I know that they're not really big on supporting local bands, and they're making people vote for this shit. That sucks, but that is what it is. These bands want to get, want to play, vote for them. Cool. If not, fine. It's not like the end of the goddamn world. I can tell you this. Fucking Metallica is never fucking playing here, so you just need to give up that fucking dream too, dude. Fucking fantasy world. All right. It says music, but I take that word lightly here. These is who's playing this fucking fest out in Okeechobee on March, I think, 3, 4th, and 5th, that whole fucking weekend. First of all, we got Skrillex. All right, whatever. Mumford and Sons. Oh, great. And by the way, you can like whoever you want. If you like these bands, that's perfectly fine. I don't care. I think that's fine. You can like whatever you want. These are just my personal opinions. This one band looks like it's covered in vape. Fucking stupid is that? It's called Odessa. Never heard of them. You can like whatever you want. You got rappers on here. You got fucking DJs. Dr. Dog. Guys with headphones on. Jesus fucking Christ. Little Dicky. Some guy wearing... I don't even fucking know. All right, let's just start listening to some music and we'll get an idea of what we're in for. We already know what Mumford & Sons sounds like. We're not fucking dealing with that shit. And we already know it's Skrillex. I want to find out what this Odessa sounds like. And if they don't have any music here I can listen to, I can pull it up anyway, because I got ways. So this is just telling me about it. There's actually no music here, so I'm going to go ahead to my fucking, if I can. At least fucking Warped Tour tells you. Here it is. They're on fucking Bandcamp. Or not Bandcamp. All right. Let's find a song. I don't know if they're going to... there's remixes, so I'm thinking they're DJs. Here we go. Hit play, goddammit. All right, no, that's a no. We're out. That's strike one. I can't deal with that. I mean, again, I don't hate electronic music. I love techno. Like, from the 90s, man, that shit was rad, but I ain't into it. Let's see. Daryl Hall and John Oates. I guess Hall and Oates is there. I guess they need to do something. Let's check out this Everett Brothers. Everett Brothers. That's a stupid name. They might. You never know. Some of these things might be good. These are all opinionated. Like, I'm opinion, so... Guy has a beard. It's already a bad sign. Live Volume 4. Well, I'm not playing anything live. Alright, please be punk or something. Alright, that's... It's a fake. It's a hoax. It's a no way. Oh, Jesus. It's fucking... No. Alright, let's see, rappers, that's fine. Let's see what this Ween is. Stupid name. Ween. It's not Halloween, it sure as fuck isn't Halloween. Oh god, let's see, Ween. Ween, let's try Ween. I see Weezer, which is, that's awesome. Wish it was fucking Weezer. Alright, Ween, here we go. Oh my god. There's so much fucking up going on here. It's unfucking real. Oh my god. Why can't I find like one thing I can actually probably tolerate? And I'm not kidding. Alright, there's some guy named Kill the Noise. I gotta find out what the fuck that's all about. And I know you're like, how do you not know any of this, McCratch? It's because I'm fucking 33 and I don't listen to any of this shit. That's why. I like the Killers. Occult Classic, October 19th. Let's see what you sound like, sir. Fuck your management, but it's all spelled wrong. Oh, god damn. He's a rapper. Isn't he? All right. Oh, my god. There's going to be so many fucking tripping idiots there that are going to be all fucked up on ecstasy and dog shit. Oh, my God. And I don't hate DJ. Nah, it's not true. That's not true. I do hate, actually, most fucking DJs. In fact, hold on. Let me pull up something, how I feel about that right now, real quick. Let's see here. Let's see. I'm pulling it up. Hold on.
Get their Macintosh computers out and hire DJ Fuckhead. I'm Fuckhead. DJ Fuckhead. I know talent. I know talent. No talent. I play other people's records. Records. These like super self-important guys who carry suitcases of records. And what are you? I'm a musician, man. I'm a DJ. You're a fucking thief of music. You're a record player. You're... You can kiss my fucking ass.
Old Hank, don't lie. All right, let's find out what Dr. Dog is, because that's bugging me. By the way, I've been drinking vodka, so that's cool. Let's see. And then I'm going to actually play some punk here soon. Dr. Dog. I can't believe you're on Spotify. Yep, they're DJs. Ho-ho, there's like 8 fucking guys. You know what? I can accept 8 fucking guys in Slipknot because A, they're wearing masks and that's fucking cool. And B, 90% of them are playing fucking instruments or singing. You know, maybe there's 1 or 2 guys bouncing around like a fucking nut. And I can expand Green Jello having the biggest fucking band in the universe because everybody's punk rock puppets and a robot suit, occasionally me. I get that. That totally makes plenty of fucking sense to me. But I want to know what 8 fucking guys who look like they don't play any fucking instruments are fucking doing at a fucking show. So I'm going to go ahead and play a song. You are the only one. Let's try something else. Upbeat, I hope. Alright, so they do play instruments. Why the fuck do they all have headphones on? That's so stupid. Why? What is that? What is that about? There's like 2 guys with three guys with headphones on in this stupid picture, and I don't understand it. It's fucking retarded. Alright, I'm probably wasting too much time on this. We're going to get back to this goat fuck here in a little bit, but I'm going to play some fucking punk rock because it's making me mad. So I'm going to play some Ghetto Blaster. And real quick, speaking of records, I got a record player now, and I've been playing Staples in the Carpet, which I gave away most of the copies of the EP record that I got, the vinyl. But I just bought some record from the Narwhals? Narwhals. And it's fucking great. The album sounds great. And they give you a digital copy as well that you download if you buy the record. And I got it at Hot Topic, believe it or not, which was, I found it. B, FYE didn't have it. And it sounds fucking great on vinyl. So I'm going to go ahead and play some of that shit too, because fucking why not? Narwhals is fucking great. Narwhals, not Narwhals. That's a whole different thing. Anyway, here's some Ghetto Blaster.
Yeah. without.
No, I'm good. I don't need that shit either. Somebody else at that festival is called Nikki Heaton. Nikki's spelled all fucking weird, too. Fuck that. It's some girl rap thing, and she's alright and all that, but the picture they got her is, like, really slutty looking, and I'm like, oh, that's what's selling. Oh. Anyway, welcome back to Not Fair. So, yeah, I'd throw some Agent Orange and Phoenix TX on there, just because they're playing here in the Treasure Coast soon, which is still better than this fucking festival. I ain't gonna lie. Anyway, real quick to clear up anything, not that I really have to justify myself. I don't hate DJs per se. Like, I have friends that DJ at Respectables, and they're cool. And good that they get paid for that. They should. I mean, they're working. And I like all the DJs that are on. I'm not counting radio DJs like this, but which all the shows on here are great. But, like, DJ Rivethead and everybody that's over in Death Rock with their mixes. They're all good. I like that stuff. You know, and I'm sure some of them DJed in clubs before, and that's different. In the club atmosphere for DJing and dancing, 100% makes sense. I never understood these electronic fests. I never wanted to go to them. I don't want to be pilled up. It's not my thing. I said I like techno, and I do. You know, Chemical Brothers, fucking Twist, Crystal Method. That kind of stuff. Prodigy. You know, throwing some rock in there, too. That's all good. It's just everything I've tried listening to so far in here just isn't working out. They're just, I don't get it. So, anyway. Let's see here. Let's try something else. This is called Hermitude, which I don't even know what the fuck that even means, so. But I'm going to try it. Hermitude. Let's see. Yeah, there it is. I found them. Ugh. Two guys. Oh, boy. And there's remixes, so more DJs. All right. I can't talk shit. Let's find out how it sounds. I'm not going to lie, a lot of this shit sounds generic, like I've heard it before, and not from this band. I'm sorry, these DJs. Whatever, that's cool. You got following? Great, whatever. That's cool. I just feel at an event, such as a giant event with people on stage, I want to see fucking a band. I want to see somebody whoop out a fucking bass and a fucking guitar. Hell, I don't care if you got fucking keyboards or a synth. I dig that shit too. I do, especially the 80s stuff. I'm all for that, but put on a fucking show. Don't stand up there and fucking wicka wicka. I don't understand paying a bunch of money for that. That's just,
I get it. These guys are playing, because apparently there's some shit that goes on all night. If you're playing this shit all night, fine. I get it. And if you're going for that, great. I don't know. I'm not into it. I'm trying to figure out the different math here. And I don't fucking... I just don't get it. I don't get it. I just don't get it. I don't know. I just don't get it. I don't. Anyway, whatever. I guess that's it for that, right? Fuck it. You know what? We're done. I can't deal anymore. I'm just going to play some punk rock. We're out of here. Thanks for listening. Not Fair Underground Radio here on podunkradio.com. Plenty of other great shit on this station as well if you dig punk rock and other forms of music. Mostly ska and some stuff like that, so obviously. So anyway, what do I got? I got closing out. I got my buddy Spicoli. They deserve it. All right, bye.
Air Underground Radio.